So the reply we got from these two guys to how do we distribute this socially derived value if the work of most people is made obsolete is what we'd expect from bullies. Essentially, we don't care any more than the Nazis cared that the value they procured was taken unfairly. And how is this theft justified? Then and now, by saying that it serves a higher quote-unquote goal. So when they say, quote, these two guys, there are still useful things for people to do. We're not automating everything. We're not at a post-work economy yet. There's a lot to be done to keep our system working in a healthy way. We have three chapters in our book that describe what people can do to find ways to contribute and do valuable work. Unquote. Can you feel my blood rising across the electrons? The Nazis would answer the same. There's still some things you can do to contribute. There's your teeth, your hair, the clothes you wear. These have value. You, unfortunately, not. The interviewer said, quote, we're seeing record-setting levels of inequality. Everything you're describing heightens these trends. And in reply, the interviewee said, quote, in the first machine age, there were disruptions and dislocations too. Farm workers had to be retrained in the first machine age too. We have to upgrade the education system. Progress is a race between technology and education. We haven't been reinventing education that way. Rote learning and following instructions is not enough today, unquote. And here I have to say that when he says this, he's talking about and to the common horde, quote unquote, me and you, as it goes unsaid that this was never the ruler's education. As always, class, power, hides in these conversations, is hidden, passes unexamined. They need us to do what we're told. This is called education. And they protect for their own tribe the prerogative of control.